It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and today I have Debbie Kobe, who is the director of the Carbon County Senior Center. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to be here.
We haven't had you in for a long time. I'm glad you made some time to come and see us.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yep, a little bit. Well, when we were talking off air, you guys have got lots of fun stuff coming up this year. Tell us a little bit about last year. How did things go? Kind of reflect on last year.
We had a really good year last year. We're always doing fundraisers. We brought in over $10,000 with our fundraisers, and that was really good. That was the best I think we've ever done. And we've got lots of things in the fire this year to help raise money and to have activities for the seniors. So we're real excited about the 2018 year.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on for 2018, because you've got a long list there, and it's some fun stuff.
I do. First, I want to talk about the East Carbon Center. The East Carbon Center has, they're going to do a Super Bowl Sunday party. It's a potluck, and people are invited to come over at 4:30. They're gonna have a good time there. And then also in July, they're going to have Christmas in July. They're going to do a Christmas in July event. So
is that like a bazaar? Are they going to do crafts?
Yeah, they're going to do crafts, and they've got people up there that are making items. And I'm not sure what all that entails. It's probably quilts and blankets and afghans and
all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so is that going to be in conjunction possibly with Community Days in July?
It could be. Bonnie is the site manager up there, and she didn't mention that, but it probably is, I would guess.
Yeah, that's a good time to have it, isn't mm-hmm. there? And plus, it's a good time to get started on Christmas.
Yes,
I'm always a procrastinator. I always wait the last minute, so maybe this year I'll try to be better. What else is going on there?
Okay, so we've just been trying to get our calendar together, and I can just list a few of the things that we plan on doing. We're having a card party. This will be our fourth year for the card party. We haven't got the date scheduled yet, but we do a card party where everybody can come. We do, there's a raffle where people can win items. We have a spaghetti dinner with that. And it's been really successful. It's one of our biggest fundraisers for the year. And it's just a lot of fun. We have a lot of people come in and play cards. And
when is that one taking place?
We don't have the date set on
You're
that
You're working
yet.
On that one.
Yeah.
So you'll let me know on that one.
Right. We've been having it later in the year, and some people wanted to do it a little earlier in the year. So we're looking for a date probably in the spring.
Okay.
And then in April, we're going to have a book and puzzle sale. Our books, we have lots and lots of books donated to the Senior Center. We sell them for 25 cents a piece or five for a dollar for the ones that we get duplicates on. Usually we make like close to $200 on that sale, which is pretty awesome considering we're selling them for 25 cents a piece.
Yeah.
But anybody can come in when we have the book sale, and we'll advertise that. Anybody can come in and buy books. They're more than welcome to come in. And we usually have it for a full week so that there's plenty of time.
Oh, that's good.
And then also in April, we'll have our annual 3K, 5K run. It's kind of a fun time. We do 3K for those people that maybe, you know, aren't as physically active.
That'd be me.
Yeah. And then the 5K for those that want to do a little bit more. And it's $15 to do that. And then you get a T-shirt. So we always have a lot of fun with that, too. And then we have in May, we're going to have a bottle billiards tournament, which is a different game. The only place I've ever seen that played is at the Senior Center, where you have to knock these leather bottles down in a certain way with the pool balls. And, oh, my goodness, do they have a good time with that.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, bottle billiards. They love it. It's great. And anybody can come in and sign up for that.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's in May. We just don't have an exact date yet. In June, we're going to have our annual picnic. We're going to go to the Little Bear Campground up Huntington Canyon. Last year, we went to 9 Mile, but this year, we're going to go over there. We try to do some different places just for
variety.
Yeah, variety.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, we'll have our When Pies Fly event. It was a huge success last year. We sell tickets for like $1 a piece. And if your ticket gets drawn and you're there, you can throw a pie.
Is that with the sheriff? We had Frank.
We had Frank and the sheriff and me and Casey Hopes and Joe Piccolo.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. We had a huge audience. People wanted to throw the pies. So that's coming up September 19th. And then we have our volunteer recognition dinner in October and also our second annual bazaar. We did a bazaar last year. It turned out really, really well. Anybody can buy a space in the sell their items, but they just need to get a hold of the senior center about that. We've got it scheduled for October the 13th. It was really successful last year. I don't think we advertised it well enough, so we're going to do a lot more with the advertising this year. And then October 25th to the 30th is our big trip. We're going to go to Kentucky this year.
And they're just going to go do some fun stuff over there, huh?
We're working on the details right now as we speak.
Oh, good. Now, you told me you have a gift shop. I had no idea at all.
We do have a gift shop, and it's just a small little gift shop. We sell a lot of homemade, handmade items there. Like one of our signature items is embroidered dish towels. We sell a lot of those. We have crocheted items, baby quilts, or baby blankets, baby quilts. We have bigger afghans. Lots of ceramic type items. But you need to come in and see.
Yeah.
And we're not open. We don't have it just open constantly. But anytime you come, when the senior center's open, if it's not open, we will be glad to open that for you. And the prices are fantastic. All of that money comes back to help the senior center.
So what other fun stuff goes on? What sort of activities do seniors get to do if they come during? Is it just open during the week?
It's open during the week from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. We have Zumba a couple of times. Actually, we have Zumba 3 times a week. We have a fitness class that's a couple of times a week. We have line dancing. We have bingo. We have ceramics. We have quilting. There's a lot of different things there to do. And we have the pool room, the billiards room, where people can come in and play billiards. It gets hit pretty hard in the afternoon.
So it's open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Is there a monthly due for people that want to be a part of the senior center, or
no,
they just come in?
It's absolutely free. We ask for donations. We have little donation boxes sitting around. I didn't mention we have a movie on Tuesday with popcorn. Sutherland's and Tony Basso donate the popcorn for that. So we have popcorn every Tuesday. And a good movie. Old ones.
That's okay.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's free. You can come in and enjoy yourself, and it doesn't cost you anything. We have a suggested donation of $3 for lunch. But if you're there with somebody and you're not 60, you have to be at least 60, then we charge you for lunch.
All right. That's great. I'd like it very much if you could come back and let me know when some more stuff is, or if there's one particular event that's going on that you were like, I need to get some more info out there. We'd love to help you.
I absolutely will be back.
All right, folks. So you can see the seniors are having a good time up at the senior center. They've got lots going on. If you want to be a part of the senior center, you got to be 60 or older. And they're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. They have lots of fun activities planned all the time. If you have any questions, you can always call the senior center. What's the senior center number?
636-3202.
If you have any questions at all, you can always give them a call. Nice bunch of people up there.
Yep, we have a newsletter. You can come in and pick up a newsletter that lays out what we're doing that month. And that's free.
So it gives you an idea of what to plan on.
Yep.
So you can come in. Well, Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. And for more information on this Castle Country Focus or others, please visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.